This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. A legal case in Columbus that's recently come to light is raising questions about the intersection of technology, privacy, and the law. The FBI raided Grant Milchalski's home in Columbus in August, looking for evidence that he sent or received child porn. At the time, Forbes reports that an agent told him to put his face in front of his iPhone X, which unlocked the phone and allowed the investigator to look through its contents. Here to help us parse what this means for privacy, security, and investigation is Rick Simmons, a professor at Ohio State University and an expert on surveillance and law. Hey, Rick.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. What does the law say about compelling suspects to grant law enforcement access to their devices generally?
Well, the law is in flux right now, and in a sense, it's not a new problem because there have been old cases where suspects have been forced to give safe combinations to the police. And so this is just a sort of newer version of that. And really, there's two issues here. One is a Fourth Amendment issue, which is, do the police have the right to essentially search this device? And then there's a Fifth Amendment issue, which is, can the police force you to compel testimony, to give testimony of yourself to the police? And so it's a question of whether the Fourth Amendment or the Fifth Amendment control here.
We have had cell phones with numerical passwords for more than a decade at least, but having biometric access, like a fingerprint or a face that unlocks your phone, that's a newer development. Is there a meaningful distinction between the two methods when it comes to law enforcement surveillance?
There may be, but if anything, the biometric passwords are going to be easier for the law enforcement to get access to because there's a long line of case law that says when the police are only taking your picture or your fingerprint or something that's public like that from you, that doesn't implicate the Fifth Amendment. That is not self-incrimination. Whereas some cases have said that when you put in a numerical password, that is self-incrimination. So if anything, it's easier for police to get this information legally if it's a biometric password.
Where is that distinction? Is it because the password is technically information and your face or your fingerprint doesn't count as information that you're giving willingly or no?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Your face, your fingerprint, those are things that are public that you expose to the public all the time. And so you're not really being forced to give something up that you don't already give up to the public. Whereas your password is a secret thing. And so the police are essentially forcing you to compel to give evidence against yourself by giving information that you usually keep secret.
Forbes reports that both the Columbus Police Department and Ohio's BCI have access to tech that allows them to get information off of iPhones without a passcode. If that's common, does it really matter if law enforcement agents use your face or your fingerprint to unlock a device?
It does matter because although they do have these devices now, the technology of encrypting information is going to outpace the ability of police to decrypt the information. So the police are always going to be playing catch-up. Even the FBI is still playing catch-up. So right now, they might be able to decrypt the older model iPhones, but as new smartphones come out, it's going to be harder and harder to do so. So they're really going to need to be able to force people to essentially either provide biometric passwords or the numerical passwords to get this information.
From a law standpoint, then, does it make sense for us to not have a fingerprint or face ID on our iPhones? Would it be safer to keep our information beyond a numerical password and nothing else?
It probably doesn't matter. I think it's easier legally for the police to get information if it's a biometric password. But I think most courts have and will continue to say that even the numerical password is going to be something that you can be forced to give up. And let me make one more distinction here. The police can only do that if they have already passed the Fourth Amendment test. That is, they can only make you unlock this phone, either with a numerical password or a biometric password, if they have a warrant to force you to do so. So they have to go to a judge and get that warrant. So we're talking about a Fifth Amendment right here to not compel. So it's not as though the police can always force you to do this. They first have to get a warrant under the Fourth Amendment to do that. And so we still have some protections in our cell phones.
Rick Simmons, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you.